Hello, my name's Anne Stevenson, and I'm an artist, and I'm standing in St. Thomas More's Church in Seaford, down by the sea. We have a lovely, light, airy church, which we're very proud of, and I would like to show you some of our paintings. This is the first station of the resurrection, as it's called, and this is Easter Sunday morning, when the two women came to the empty tomb. Jesus had been buried. They'd seen him die. They'd seen him on the cross. So they came first thing on Sunday morning. You can see Mary Magdalene dressed in red, carefully holding the spices and oils. And the other Mary, who was the mother of James, one of the apostles, she's with her, and she looks up and sees the empty tomb and is frightened. She does what we all do. She grabs hold of Mary Magdalene, putting her arm on her shoulder. They both see the empty tomb. They see the angel and supernatural being sitting on a stone, and they're absolutely frightened. The scripture tells us that the angel said, "There is no need for you to be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He's not here, for he has risen, as he said he would. He has risen from the dead." I wonder if we had heard the words that the angel said, how we would have reacted. I think I would have been terrified. They could see the angel wasn't a person. They knew that Jesus was dead. So they just ran, frightened. They couldn't believe he was alive and not dead. And this is a miracle that we all find great difficulty in trying to accept. We are afraid of the unknown. We cannot believe if we don't understand how it happens. Maybe we should trust in Jesus more. What do you think about this miracle? I believe in it because it brings a new life to us. Jesus had risen again. There was life everlasting. And without this, there would be no Christian faith.